The Missouri Beef Update is brought to you by the Missouri Beef Industry Council. And this week we've caught up with Matt Reynolds here at the Missouri State Fair, and he is chairman of the board for the Missouri Beef Industry Council. Matt, talk to us a little bit about what MBIC is doing to promote beef to the fairgoers this year.
Well, the main thing the Beef Council gets involved in is the beef showcase next to the beef house. There's always demonstrations going on there throughout the day, teaching folks new recipes and ways to prepare beef. We all know beef is a healthy part of our diet, providing the protein and iron and zinc that we all need to stay healthy and be strong. But those ladies really got some neat things that you can do with beef up there, and it's an exciting time for them to kind of show that off to you here at the State Fair.
Well, there you go. If you're out at the Missouri State Fair, head on over to the Beef House and get you a steak dinner, and then head on over to the Showcase, where demonstrations are being put on by Missouri Beef Industry Council. On another note, the fiscal year 2013 is wrapping up, and board elections are coming up around the corner. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, the board election process is something that we probably need to all do a better job educating producers about. The main thing about the election, you do need to be registered to vote. I think the cutoff for that was like July 19th, so if you haven't done that for this election, make sure you get that done at your FSA office, or you can go online through the Missouri Department of Ag, and in just a matter of seconds you can be registered to vote. And it is very important to be able to elect board members to the Beef Council, because we do make the decisions of your checkoff dollar and how that will be used throughout the year. And so if you see things the checkoff is doing that you like, we do make those decisions. It's not no big high-tech deal. It's sit down around the table and knock it out and see where you're dollars best invested. But we encourage everybody to get registered to vote. Those of you that are registered, make sure you get your ballots back. I think you should be receiving them here shortly from the Missouri Department of Ag, and get them back in, and then we'll have some results, so probably mid-September.
Well, Matt, how about we talk now a little bit about what the board's doing to wrap up the 2013 fiscal year when it comes to budget cutting and all that decision making?
Well, I think more than what the board's doing right now, our new exec, Mark Russell, come on board the 1st of July, and Davin Althoff, our business manager, have been receiving a lot of research proposals and program proposals that they're putting together for the board to review here in a couple weeks at our August board meeting. So, you know, our 2014 year is going to be planned here on August 21st and 22nd there at the office in Columbia. So it is a very busy, a very not really a stressful time, but you really got to put your thinking hat on and do the right thing for beef producers here in the state of Missouri to promote our product for 2014.
All right. Thank you, Matt, for taking the time to talk to us this week, and remind producers to get out there and vote for upcoming board members, as well as what we can expect to see here at the Missouri State Fair this year. Again, that was Matt Reynolds, board chairman for the Missouri Beef Industry Council, joining us for this week's Missouri Beef Update. I'm Mandy Young, KMZU.